This program contains strong sexual content. No one under the age of 18 is permitted to listen to or download the podcast in any manner. The host, guest, and performers are all over the age of 18. Rebroadcasting this podcast in any manner is strictly prohibited without the written consent of the owners of the Hot Wife Podcast. The commentary of this program is the sole opinion of its host or guest and does not reflect that of the opinion of the Hot Wife Podcast's owners, agents, or representatives. This podcast is not meant to be taken as professional advice.
Hi, this is Donna Lynn, and welcome to my Hot Wife Podcast, where we discuss all the good, the bad, and the really erotic of the swinger lifestyle. Hello, everybody. This is Donna Lynn, and welcome to my Hot Wife Podcast. I'm with my wonderful husband, Vince, once again.
Once again. Here we go again.
Some things never change.
I keep finding my way back home.
Yeah.
No matter where you drop me off.
I know. It's like that little lost dog in that movie we saw.
That's why I wrote my name and address in my underwear band. So I go, take me home.
There's so much wrong with that. I'm not even going to go there. Yeah. It's like, do you like...
But you're going there now, aren't you?
How do you broach somebody with, like, do you, like, pull down your pants and say, and like, open your underwear band and say...
It seems like you do every time some guy shows up here.
I don't have an underwear band. It's barely a flap of fabric.
Flap.
Barely little triangle piece of fabric.
Okay.
I'm not even going to go there.
So, all right. Thanks for people reaching out. We just had a new gentleman reach out to us from Florida.
And he wants spunk lube.
Yeah, we're going to get him some spunk lube. And again, if you want to reach out to us, hotwifepodcast@gmail.com.
Yes, and you can find out where I am at hotwifedonnalynn.com. I'm always posting pictures and videos of all the fun I'm having.
Yep. So just put out today, which will be tomorrow, which was yesterday.
Don't confuse me. You're just going to put out soon.
The newest version of 50shadesofpleasure.com, the magazine. Virgin? The Virgin. The March issue. It's free. Please check it out. In there is a story. One of the things in there is a story from one of our friends, listeners, and technically playmate.
Yep.
So thank you. He wrote that in there. We welcome other people to contribute. If you have something that you want to contribute, love to have it in there. articles or stories or whatever. Or if you have something you want us to write upon, even with the show, if you have a topic, email us. You can email us either at hotwifepodcast@gmail.com or info@50shadesofpleasure.com. So anyway, with that said, The topic tonight we're going to look at is the balance of lifestyle between being a swinger and being...
And the vanilla world.
Yeah, you know.
There's a line
you have to walk.
Definitely a line you have to walk, that's for sure.
Yeah.
There's so many times you just want to be like, I can't see anything wrong.
I don't need to be jealous of my wife because I watch her fuck other people.
Yeah. Or somebody starts talking about like some show on, they're like, yeah, they were into this, you know, bondage, and when you're like, they weren't tying those ropes right. You know they weren't. You know, you just can't say anything.
Well, that's your part to say that, I guess.
Yeah. Well, not that I'm a rope tier, but I have been tied.
Yeah,
sure. I've been on the receiving end, which is quite wonderful, actually.
You say so.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it quite a bit.
That's fine. Doesn't have to be my thing.
Nope.
But, one of the first things you always see on a profile generally is we can host or we can host.
Right.
So... You know, and right off the bat, that tells you whether they have kids at home or not.
Exactly.
So, I mean, that's always one of the toughest parts for people to juggle.
If you have kids.
Well, if you have kids, then you spend a lot of money on hotel rooms.
Yeah, or you go to clubs or other people's houses.
Yeah, you have to make friends with people who can host. Mm-hmm. But some people don't want to host because they don't want to worry about the mess at home. You know, they just don't like to entertain at home, clean up. Oh, we got to clean the whole house. You know, Joe and Sue are coming over. You know, I'm just saying, potentially, or, you know, Joe, you know, and, you know, Sue's a squirter. She'll soak the fucking bed.
Again.
Yeah, we can't, well, you know, we just bought a new mattress.
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I guess those are problems, but I got smart and I started buying those, I won't want to call them rubber sheets, but for lack of other word, I will call them rubber sheets for like every bed that we have.
Well, they're yeah, case people,
you know,
they're meant to people who have bladder problems.
Right. Actually, they're very nice. They're like quilted and they don't like.
Are you selling these products?
Yes,
now?
I am. Well, I mean,
talk about it on your own podcast.
Oh, sorry. It'll be the rubber sheet podcast. No, that's they're actually kind of nice. They're kind of quilted and cottony, so they don't. Remember that rubber sheet we had?
She even got her fingers going like she's actually doing a fucking QVC commercial.
Yeah, you know, and they have like nice seams, and they don't like the rubber sheet we got at Walmart.
What do they do again?
It was awful. Wow. This
hand gestures and sound effects. Wow.
Yeah, it was like we're supposed to play with Mickey. We plan on playing with her, and she's a squirter.
Mentally challenged podcast.
Totally. And we got this horrible rubber sheet.
Oh yeah.
And it was, and I was playing with one of my playmates, and in the video, after we're done, you can hear this.
Turn your mic down. You keep that shit up.
It was like every time we moved, you could hear the noise. It was terrible. So these don't do that.
It was like fucking with a condom with the wrapper still on.
Oh, yeah, exactly. That's what it sounded like, exactly. And
not that I've done that. It could happen.
It could happen.
If you don't use the whole condom, it could happen.
I just use the wrapper. Then I get twice as much out of it. I get the wrapper and the condom.
It's easy to wash off and use again.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's one aspect. It's the balance.
Well, and also some people also make sure that the screen name that they use or the handle they use on the swinger websites don't have any connection to them. They're not going to be like, oh, this is, you know, we're Donna and Vince. Oh.
Yeah. Donna Vince, 123 Main Street, so-so town.
Exactly.
How'd they find us?
I don't know how they found us.
Well, the one thing that's very common that people will do on a profile is they'll say, hey, we're in town, we're in Acmeville. But they're really not in Acmeville. They're in Pantryville,
okay,
which is two towns over.
Yeah, they do that a lot.
You know, I mean, we've had people say they're, I mean, literally 20 miles away from the town they're in.
Right, right.
It's like, you know, I don't really think that throws people off. If they see if they see your face and they recognize you, they're like, wow, that looks like Joe next door.
Yeah,
it's can't be Joe. He's from this guy's from Pineville, which is 50 miles down the road.
Yeah, exactly.
So, wow,
can't be him.
His doppelganger.
It's amazing.
He's got the same tattoos as Joe.
That is just amazing.
Look, his backyard looks like Joe's backyard. Holy shit! I got to tell Joe. I found someone who looks just like him. Has a yard like his. Fucking moron.
I find it hard to believe that your neighbor would find you. I mean, I guess it's possible.
If they're swingers, they might.
They might, but then they're already swingers, though, so who cares?
There's no, you know, process that, like, other swingers have to approve who becomes a swinger, you know?
That's true.
You know, it's not like you go before a council and like, well, I'm sorry, we have a swinger inside a 10-mile radius of that, so we can't have another swinger inside a 10-mile radius. So now it's, you know, your neighbors could become one, could not become one, might already be one, just not on the site you're on.
Now, that's true, too.
You know? I mean, that's even if you too. Blur your face the fuck out, it's like, wow, that guy has the same tattoo as Jeremy.
Yeah, oh, we didn't
bother with
that.
Dog looks just like his dog.
Dog should
and
be
they drive the same fucking motorcycle with the flames on the tank. That's fucking incredible. But he's 50 miles away.
God, who would have thought, right?
It's like, yeah, well, Joe doesn't like sex, so that couldn't be Joe. Jeez. These weirdos who like sex.
Oh, my God. They're animals.
Wacko fucks. I mean, how good can sex be? It's a lot of activity, and then your body spews out of fluid. Oh, geez.
No. Oh, it's so messy and gross. And now we're back to the rubber sheets
again.
That's
the part that I liked. But anyway, yeah, so, I mean, that's one way of balancing. You know, it's one of the walks some people in the lifestyle mm-hmm. have to walk, feel the need to walk. I get it. You know, I mean,
yeah,
you don't want bring people home to have fun with when your kids are there.
No.
Should not do it. We do not recommend.
kind of wrong.
Yeah, kind of a lot wrong.
kind of a lot wrong there. Yep, yep. So what a lot will do, well, they'll just not ever mention it in when they're in the vanilla environment.
It's not one of those things you do.
That
it's
comes
like,
up.
Wow, man, Joe, you know, the other day, the Yankees were doing really good, hit those couple home runs, but I was busy fucking another guy's wife. The guy stole third. Did you see that? That was incredible. They might be going to the championship. Oh, man, she took it in her ass, this guy's wife. But anyway.
yeah, you just never what, rarely does what, it come up.
Am I a what, Joe? A swinger. How would you get that info?
Well, wait a minute.
What makes you ask that, Joe? I was just talking about baseball. What part of baseball made you ask me? Was
it the bat or the balls?
Was it the guy in tight pants and I was getting tight then too? Was that part of a joke?
Was that part of it? Well, how did Mickey know that we were swingers? I mean, we never...
She, we already knew it for a couple of months.
And she was on to us, man, like Steve.
Yeah, I asked her. She goes, you guys just seem too easygoing and fun-loving to not be swingers. I'm like, okay, I didn't know there was criteria.
I've
met a bunch of uptight swingers, you know? So
totally uptight. But that was weird because we never talked about weird things that normal people in the vanilla world wouldn't talk about. We wouldn't, you know, we didn't.
Well, and like I've said before, when we first met her, mm-hmm. she was kind of sexually uptight.
Oh, really uptight.
Couldn't tell dirty jokes. Nope. So there'd been no way I would have ever have mentioned it or, again, you know, she's was happily married woman. So it wasn't like, first of all, I never would have thought I would have had a snowball's chance in hell with her.
Exactly.
So there's no way I would have brought that up. No more than I know you wanted a snowball's chance in hell with her husband.
No. Oh, I'd rather.
Yeah, you didn't want it. Let's leave it at that. You didn't want it.
I didn't want it.
You didn't get it.
That's good. It worked out well for everybody.
Yeah, so win-win all around. But they're just, you know.
Yeah, people. That was weird. Like, she just picked up on that.
Yeah.
I used to think it was kind of interesting when I was working in corporate America and we were doing our one crazy, there's crazy weekends where I was, you know, banging several guys on a weekend. And
you did.
I did while you were doing whatever you do.
videotaping.
Documenting it. And then you go in on Monday and they're like, so Donna, what'd you do over the weekend? And I was like, man, I can't even.
Well, that's kind of exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah, it's exactly.
Just balancing that.
Yeah, you're just like, it was nice, or, you know, same old shit, different weekend, or.
Well, it's like your birthday 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you were still working corporate America back then, they go, what'd you do for your birthday this weekend? Well, I went over, got blindfolded, tied up, and eight people had their way with me. You know, four men and four women.
I think it was only three. It was three and three, it was six.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yes, it was three and three, six. Okay. Well, then it's not so odd.
Yeah, it's not so odd. Eight is just over the limit.
Eight's a whore.
Yeah, see?
Six is fine.
Six is fine. That's like, you know,
going to church kind of shit.
Oh, there. Yeah. It's a Sunday afternoon thing.
You know, I mean, you know.
Yeah, there's no way I could
do much for my birthday, but, you know. That's when I went to dinner, and the next day, you know, got tied up, and three men, three women had their way with me. And,
I became their dinner. You know,
flogged me, tied me up.
God, that was so good.
Abused me a little bit. And they all fucked me. pussy jammed in my face. not much. It was kind of standard weekend.
It's a standard.
Pretty much. You know, I've had so many birthdays. They all blend together.
They all blend together. I don't even know.
What'd you do for your birthday? Oh, you had cake. Ooh. You temptress.
Did somebody smear it all over your body? Cake? No, they didn't do that. Did they eat it out of your butt? No. They just said cake.
There a cock in the middle of it? No.
Was it a cock cake?
Was it cream fill? Did you blow the cock? Candle.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Yeah, I can't even. You couldn't even joke about that stuff. So, yeah, there's definitely a dance you have to do between the swinger lifestyle and the and the vanilla world.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And we told the story several times about when I went to the dentist and I had my hot wife necklace on. It's something like that.
Yeah.
You know, and of course, the hygienist saw it. I know I've told this story before, so I'll keep it brief. But she was like, what does your necklace say? It's really pretty. I was like, it says hot wife. And in my head, I'm like, I'm so glad you didn't get the cum slut one. I'm so glad you didn't get the cum slut one.
Whatever came up with a cum slut.
Cum slut.
Oh, it's my maiden family name.
Cum slut. It's like, and it would have to have an umlaut over the U or something to make it believable. Oh my God. I'm like, so glad you didn't get cum slut. Hot wife is bad enough. Hot wife, I can be like, hot wife.
Well, cum dumpster been tougher to
oh,
explain.
Oh, yeah. It's a dumb cumster.
That was my maiden name, was Cum Doomster.
Cum Doomster.
But luckily I married Cum Sloot. Like, so it wasn't that big a change for me.
No, it wasn't. Oh, my God.
I was going for Asquin.
Asquin.
Sure, it's not pronounced Asquin? No, it's Asquin.
Asquin. It's Asquin.
I almost married Asquin.
I don't
Donna Asquin.
I guess it's almost
as luckily, I'm Donna Cum Sloot.
Queen of Spades. Yeah. Queen of Speeds.
Queen Speds.
Queen Speds. So. Oh, no, anyway, I don't know how you brush that one under the rug. I just don't know. Well, yeah, there's a lot of things, and that's why swingers use all kinds of like little nuances, like we talked about before, the upside down pineapple and little scrunchies, so people know who's in the group, who's in the club, and who's not. Because if you know who's in the club, you'll know what that is. Maybe, maybe not.
Yeah, but if you know what that is, but you're not a swinger, and you know, you go, well, Bob and Sue next door got a lot of pineapples that are upside down out there. You know, it's like, doesn't Bob know how to hang that shit up?
Yeah, he always hangs them upside down. What's wrong?
Doesn't he realize as those pineapples rot, they're going to drain right out the stem out there? Actually, that's how they grow, technically.
Oh, do they grow like that?
Yep.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, the little plume is actually the bottom. That's the part that attaches
to the stem.
The branch. It's like bananas grow up. They don't grow down.
They don't grow down. Yeah. That's weird.
There's your useless information for the
evening. That is so useless. I'm going to use that. Never. Yeah, but I guess being in the swinger lifestyle, it's you know, you have to kind of do the dance.
You have to have the secret handshake.
Yeah, the secret handshake.
Hand on penis.
Sometimes, or mouth, or whatever.
Boob. So, and you know, if you have kids, you gotta kind of have a steady babysitter you can count on.
Yeah.
Because you have to be able to book on that babysitter. You say, hey, in 3 weeks, you know, we'd like to go out. Are you going to be available? Yeah, right. Because you're planning generally with another couple.
Or, you don't want to have to.
Unless you're just going to a club, then you're just going to go there and meet whoever.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, they even said, like, if you go out and you come back and people are like, hey, how was your night out? I know you went to, you know, dinner or whatever. They, you know, like, they're just like, don't mention clubs. Keep it vague.
Oh, yeah.
You know. We went to a couple different clubs. I don't remember the names, but we had a good time. And that's.
Well, here. You know. Okay. We're not big clubbers.
No, we're not big clubbers.
Swingers or non-swinger clubs.
Right.
But okay. So let's pretend we were of the age to go to any kind of club. Can you think of a dance club or something like that in the area? And we're outside Philly. I mean, I don't know.
There might be some in the city. I don't know. No, not even one. Bars, yeah. Bars, pubs, breweries.
Yeah, we went to Double Visions and Donna went dancing.
That's an old stripper club. I used to dance at.
We actually came home with more money than we went with.
It was amazing. Yeah. The food wasn't great, though.
But, you know, Donna didn't get anything spilled on her dress because she wasn't wearing it.
There you go.
Oh, my God. Of course, she came home with no thong on this time. And what happened to that? Maybe that's what that guy was choking on. I'm not sure.
I don't know what's going on with that. Yeah, so.
They say he'll be okay.
So they say. Yeah, I guess if you do that kind of stuff, you have to have a story that you stick to or something that. You know,
you can't
plan.
Say you're going to your AA meeting and come home smelling like alcohol and sperm, you know?
Alcohol and bleach.
We got drunk at the laundromat, honest. But you didn't take any clothes with you. Well,
we you're washing other people's clothes.
Yeah, it's a hobby.
We washed
the less fortunate's clothes. But yeah, it's and again, you know, like you talked about with work, having to realize, you know, you might have a great time. You go into work and like, hey, you know, Vince, how was your weekend? You can't sit there, oh man, I went to the club. You should have seen these two women I got to play with. Oh my God, they're so fucking hot. But it's like they're gonna play. Was it a backgammon club or what was it? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
Pool.
Yeah.
I jumped them all right. Yeah. I mean, you just, first of all, you can't say that because it's sexual, but you just cannot divulge.
Can't say for a lot of reasons.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But it's, you got to be on the, you have to be discreet when that aspect.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I saw that my last job, but, you know, hearing them talk about how can people be swingers and all this stuff, you know, and I just kept my mouth shut. You know, I was like, man, I couldn't let my wife even looked at another man. I'd kill him.
Oh, boy, that's insecurity. Yeah, you meanwhile in your head, you're going, oh, you have no idea.
Yeah.
No, Not a clue.
It's on a need-to-know basis.
That's why, when they were doing that whole thing with, like, hey, Vince, how many women did you sleep with? That's why you're like, I
you're not going to believe me.
You're not
going to
believe you if I, yeah.
It's simple.
They have no idea. Not a clue. No. You know, how did you get the motives? You know, you're like, dude, you just don't even know.
Well, there's a lot of reasons I have had the amount of women I've had.
Right.
You know, none of them are dick size, but we're money, but there's a lot of reasons. A
lot of reasons.
You know?
Oh, my God.
When you're a photographer and you do a good job.
Oh, yeah, that certainly happens. That's, hey, you got to, I think, I don't want to use the word molested because that would just be wrong. There were two women that had their way with you after.
That was that one time, but it's been more than that.
Yeah, it's more than that. But that was most fun.
What women that I photographed literally threw themselves at me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were like, oh, my God, you made me look so beautiful. I got to fuck you. Okay.
Oh, well, if you feel like you have to, I mean. You really don't need to, but if you must, if it's compelled to do
that. Well, my dick's in your mouth. Let me think about it.
Okay? That's terrible.
And considering I've already seen you naked and I know what I'm in for. All right, sure. Yeah.
Sure, why not? They're not swingers, but they were for a minute or two.
No, we'll change subjects a little bit here for a second. So I probably have asked you this in the past.
Maybe.
Now, you know, before you and I met, you worked with a lot of different photographers and stuff over the years?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you ever play with any of them?
Nope. Nope.
A lot of offers, I'm sure.
One or two. There was one guy who was, he was very, very professional. It was a business to him, and I appreciated that.
That was me, right?
No, it was before you. Okay. I mean, he wasn't like the greatest photographer in the world. I mean,
I know you're not talking
about him. But he had a little house, like, you know, he lived pretty far away, but he and his wife would, you know, have all these little costumes, and they made their whole little house into like a little photo studio.
So this was like a big house to you.
Yeah, it was.
Everything was little. Little costumes, little house.
Little house.
Little photo shoot.
Yeah,
little camera.
It was a little tiny, like, cottage house, and they just divided up the living room into little vignettes because it had all the fireplace. They had a Christmas tree set up there all year long because, and they had like these little vignettes throughout their little house. And, yeah, he was very professional. Most of them actually were pretty professional.
That's good. Yeah. I mean, I was professional. I never.
You never came on to them.
I didn't come on to them. No. They always asked me.
Right. And, well, that's different then. If you can always say yes or no.
I said no to a bunch.
Yeah, I know you did.
Yeah. So. Yeah. But anyway, so back to the original topic. But,
I don't know how other people in the lifestyle keep it on the down low.
Well, when you're initially into it, I think the excitement of it makes you want to tell other people, especially people you might want to consider playing with.
Right.
But again, we've been doing it for 20 years, and it's just like, not a big deal.
No, it is still exciting, but I don't want to advertise it necessarily.
Sure. Yeah. No, we don't need to hang the swinger flag out front. But
yeah, we do. I think we do.
Okay.
The big upside down pineapple or...
I just had one that says swinger.
Swinger.
Grr, baby.
Grr, baby, grr.
But, it's just that little element of your life that, it's the same, I guess, if you're into something weird. Let's hypothetically say something like, eating a man's ass.
Hypothetically speaking.
Just picking something at random.
Oh, off the top of your head.
Is that something you go brag about? It's like, if you were working a job, it's like, oh my God, I got to eat this guy's ass this weekend. It was fucking something else.
No, I don't think I would.
I tied his ass hair in a knot with my tongue like a cherry stout. Oh,
stop it.
No, you didn't do that?
No, I didn't need to do that. Oh, my goodness. Hypothetically. You might, you know, this is just. I had fun. Ooh. I don't care. The ass eating still gets the results I like. It still makes you gag. Oh, man. He's over there squirming and dry heaving. It's so fucking funny. Well, I don't just eat any guy's ass.
No, I don't feel special.
No, you would not even let me eat your ass over there. Nope.
My ass does not go in the air for anybody. Not willingly.
No, willingly.
Prison's a different story. I was being held down.
That's a whole different story. But you were like trying to get up off the ground like this afternoon, like because you're like sorting stuff on. You got on your knees and then you got on your hands. Your butt was in the air, and you're like, "See, this is why a man's ass should never be in the air."
It's not an attractive look. Not an attractive look. Man's ass does not need to be in the air. Woman's ass. This is why men don't wear fucking yoga or stretch pants.
Not real men, anyway. Okay?
No. A woman bent over them, generally it looks pretty good. A guy wearing them bent over, Women don't like it when a man sits there wearing denim with his legs open because his ball sack is, you know, it's like, right. So, you know.
The man spread.
But now you want a guy to put his bare ass in the air, open his cheeks so he could bury your tongue in that thing? No. Not happening.
Depends on the man.
Okay. Out of the five perfect asses in the world on a man.
Well, then that's okay. I'm good with that. I don't care. It's like,
as long
whatever.
As you are. I don't have to be.
It's my tongue.
Yeah, I ain't kissing you again.
No, and you haven't either. I had to gargle and brush my teeth and gargle and
gasoline, light a match.
He bleach.
Sulfuric acid.
Yeah, I never was right after that. I wonder my mouth hurts.
You weren't right before that.
No. Me.
So anyway, so that's one of the interesting parts of swinging is the trying to keep your private life private.
Yeah.
Most people, and again, you don't go talk about your sex life, even if you're not a swinger. You don't go generally go boasting about it to your neighbors or your mom.
Right, right.
You know, hey, mom, last night I had Donna up on fours. I railed the shit out of her asshole. You don't tell her that no more. And you're like, oh, five guys had Donna up on her knees and they all took turns railing her asshole.
That's a good night.
That was just a warm up.
Slow night, a warm up. Oh my God, no.
But, you know, so, I mean, in all honesty, it's really not any different than keeping your own personal life personal.
Sure. It's you know, I try to keep like my toys. I'm used to being able just to leave things around, but like now with your daughter come to live with us, now I have to think about, oh, I got to put my toys away and this and put this. So like I'm going through, I'm like, I got to, you know, find a place to put the gallons of Spunk Lube and all the multitude of toys and vibrators and oh my God. I didn't know I had so many. I mean, I had a whole room just full of this stuff, and I don't know where to put it all, so it's going to be difficult.
Man, we have some empty boxes right here.
We're going to have to label them like books.
Hopefully she won't be here that long. A year from now, we'll do another show. Okay, we're at day 392 of my daughter living with us.
Oh, my
God. Still no signs of moving out.
Oh, my God.
So, all right.
We may have to, you know, start investing. Well,
you mentioned Spunk Lube. We never did the Spunk Lube little promo.
I did. So. See, my gallons of Spunk Lube I use.
So, if you're looking for a great lubricant, we can't recommend enough, spunklube.com. Mm. Go there. Check out the different lubricants. They're all non-sticky. They're all great. We highly recommend it. Go to spunklube.com. And when you get to the checkout, put the word, all one word, hot wife, in there. You get a 10% discount. guarantee you will not be sorry if you try their lube. So we use it. We like it.
Yeah, I love it. I think it works great.
Yep.
You know, if you have these
non-sticky.
Yeah, that's what I like about it.
Not really flavored, what you tell me. So you're not going to get strawberry flavored spunk lube or anything. That's the kind of shit that makes it sticky.
Right, yeah.
So, but yeah. You can have some fun with it. The original version of it looks like spunk, thus the name. So it almost looks like you want to take some hot pictures of your girlfriend, looks like she got a cream pie. You could just take some of that and fill her pussy with it. Yeah. So
watch it ooze out.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun.
It's nice and slippery. Who knows? You might be able to slip into the hole she doesn't let you in.
Ooh. Oh, you are a dirty boy, aren't you?
I didn't say that. But anyway.
Oh, my goodness.
Again, feel free to reach out to us, hotwifepodcast@gmail.com. I want to thank you all for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
Okay. Have a great night, everybody.